Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Join me now on Zoom, actors and singers Alexa and Carlos Peña Vega. Welcome back, guys. And who's the little guy?
New little guy.
New one. Number two, but he is in super mommy mode this week. So he is not, he's struggling leaving my side.
That's cool. What's his name?
This is Kingston.
Kingston. All right, Kingston. How old is Kingston?
He's one.
Oh, when there, I have a one-year-old. Just turned one this like a few days ago, as a matter of fact. It's
no
fun.
No way.
Huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah, no, I know all right. I know. When's his birthday?
June 30th.
Oh, okay.
That's mom brain right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have three kids or four?
I've got three. He's the last one was born July 7th. So
oh,
he,
awesome.
he just turned one. What's he coming in at? He looks like a big boy.
He is a big boy. When he was born, he was almost 8 pounds, whereas his brother was 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
This boy, I think, is like 30 pounds now.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Dude, it's so crazy how different they are. The first kid was not needy at all. This kid is needy.
Yeah.
Like, you better entertain me.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, mine too. I can't even put him down. He probably won't walk till he's about 2 years old. So we'll see.
You know what? This kid started walking at 7 months.
Really? Wait, who started walking at 7 months?
This guy.
Really? He's already walking. Oh, not my guy. That's probably why he's thick. I think he's 34 pounds or something. He's really thick. He's a big boy. He's a big boy.
He's
big. Big head, big kid. He's my biggest one. Yeah. Yeah. He has no ambition to walk.
I better carry me.
I know. My wife's poor back, too, carrying him all the time right there. How you guys been doing during this whole pandemic?
We're good. I mean, we're very fortunate to be in Hawaii. So, no complaints here.
Yeah, there's worse places to be sheltered at, huh? Exactly.
Sure.
Well, speaking of Hawaii and the ocean, for that matter, I hear your boy's already got a huge social media following on IG, right?
Ocean, yeah.
Oh, our little Ocean, our other kid.
Yes. Yes, I love it. So what sort of stuff do you post? Just a bunch of cute pictures and stuff?
Yeah, I'm that weird mom who's like, I have like 10,000 photos on my phone of my kids. They're just
awesome. Do you know what she told me last night, bro? This is ridiculous. She goes, I just talked to my friend and we're talking about the thousands of photos that we have on our phones. I'm like, mm-hmm. She goes, she says that every few months, she prints every single photo out and puts them in a photo album.
Wow.
I'm like,
that must be like this thick.
I was like, woman, you got thousands of photos. You want to print out every single one?
I didn't say I wanted to. I would like to pick a select few, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? That's actually not a bad idea because you get so many on your phone. I'm the same way. I got a lot of pics on my phone. And then you just got to, like, scroll through the phone, and then you don't really look because you're always in your phone. I like the old school albums you can kind of look through and stuff.
She said it was really good for her kids because it exercised their memory. So they go, they go through them and go, do you remember when you did this?
Yeah.
And it just kind of helped. Like the kids even.
I just added this picture of just like printing photos. Hey, the printer doesn't work anymore. And I'm like, well, because you printed 2,000 photos.
Yeah, that can get expensive. That can get it. Now, what about Kingston? Does he have an IG yet?
He does.
That's funny. That's great.
So cheesy.
That's great. And Alexa, on your timeline, you talk a lot about living a natural lifestyle, right? Like, what does that mean exactly?
You know, last year, our closest friends lost their 10-year-old to cancer. Mm. And that was super, obviously so hard on all of us. But during the time when he was going through chemo, going through different treatments, we all just started researching on, you know, how to get through cancer, but also cancer preventatives. And the more and more I researched, the more I realized, like, oh, my goodness, we're doing so many things. Like, we can't help the air that we breathe and the things that we're around. But for what we can change, I want to actually make a difference in our family and hopefully share that with other people. So just trying to stick to more organic things, less packaging. And we do travel a lot. So trying to find, like, healthy packaged options. But, you know, we live on an island where we have incredible fruit that grows right here on our property. Mm. We have incredible veggies, local farmers markets. So really just encouraging people to try to find the rawest form of their food far as, like, in less process.
Sure, I get it. What island are you guys in?
We live on Maui.
Oh, you're Maui. Okay, nice. Wow, that's pretty awesome right there. Let's talk about this new movie called The Mighty Oak. What is it all about?
Wait, hold on. I'm just plugging this in. Hold on.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Nice.
One second.
There we go. You good?
We're back.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Baby. You talk about Mighty Oak.
Mighty Oak. So Alexa and I shot this movie a little over a year ago in San Diego. Super small movie. But it was such a labor of love.
Everybody, this was not a glitz and glam.
Not a glitz and glam movie. But we got to do it together. And we brought the whole family, and it's just a positive movie about hope, and we really feel like the world needs these type of movies again. You know, it's like, you know, back in the 90s. I mean, like, even the TV shows back then were just so, just, you know,
positive and happy. Sure, yeah. So what's the premise?
Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, this movie is about this band who. They end up in a tragic accident and lose their front man. And we're flash forwarding to 10 years later. A lot of these people have lost their hope, and in walks this little boy. And what I love about this movie is that this little boy is like the last person you would ever expect to bring these adults hope, but it's exactly what they needed. And he is just incredible at the guitar, just a child prodigy. And he just restores hope, a second chance for all of these adults, and so it's about him and his guitar playing and his incredible talent.
And the kid is actually in real life. He's 12. He's the best kid guitarist I've ever seen.
Oh wow, he really does play the guitar. That's cool.
He wrote all the music for the movie.
Oh wow.
12 years old.
He's a little prodigy then. Wow.
First time acting.
And he's not
stuff.
Pretentious. Like, this kid is the most down to earth, still has his innocence, which is like lost nowadays in social media world for little kid.
What's the kid's name?
His name is Tommy Reagan. And I credit his parents because, like, his parents have raised him so well, so humble, so sweet.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like a fun movie something that that could be enjoyed during these times right now. So
absolutely.
Uplifting.
Absolutely.
So good for you. Good for you. Congrats on that, you guys. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Okay.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
What have we been watching?
I've been watching Last Man Standing.
What was the other one? Goldbergs?
And the Goldbergs.
Goldbergs.
Yeah. Big ABC network fans. Okay.
ABC? I don't even know.
Nicknames growing up?
Lex.
And Los.
Lex and Los. All right.
Yeah, Lex and Los.
Celebrity crushes growing up.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Man, I was in love.
I think for me it was Jessica. No. Who's the one married to Timberlake?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
Okay.
Yeah. Seventh Heaven. She was the older sister.
That's right.
And Ricky Martin. I was obsessed.
Get out of here. Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin and Jonathan Taylor Thomas. You've got diversity there. Okay.
Go, I like diversity.
There you go. Go to late night snack.
Organic chocolate peanut butter.
Olives. Toast. And olives for me.
Olives? Random. I like olives too. I don't know about late night though. Yeah. Olives are a little tart for late night.
Do you ever go into the fridge and just like get in?
Are you going with the black olives or like the green olives?
The green ones.
Okay, the martini. I like them both. I like the olives with the blue cheese in them too. Yeah, those are good, right? Yeah. Those are the good guys.
All
right.
This one drinks all the juice.
I love
She'll drink the juice, and then I go to get an olive, and they're dry.
I can't do that. You got to buy two jars.
Yes.
Well, watch The Mighty Oak, which is now on demand. Alexa, Carlos, thanks for checking in, man. And Kingston, tell him bye. All right, bye, you guys. Take care.
Bye. Thank you so much, brother.
You got it.
On with Mario Lopez.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.